What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Yeah, no white boys. Yeah, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
Let's go.
All right.
Less enthusiastic than I remember.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to rip first? 888-957-9570.
It's a great question.
Thank you, Doc.
Yeah. Doc Pandy, not on my list.
I don't know if you saw my tweet, but midway through the third, Doc Pandy tweeted out, "This is tough to watch," and I came over the top and said, "Pepto-Bismol in the cart."
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of
that's good.
Timely
not,
and funny.
I did
it
not
was,
see that tweet.
Everything's
you,
a three.
I saw you going back and forth with somebody about fire Steve Kerr, though, today.
Yeah.
I saw that on Twitter.
I mean, 5 o'clock. I'm going to give him a verbal pink slip.
I hope.
What are we doing?
I hope that you hold his feet to the fire.
Right.
Hold
no,
him
you don't. No,
right.
You don't.
And this is,
hold him accountable.
I don't want to jump, you know, put the cart ahead of the horse too much.
I do.
When you look at last night, and everybody wants to sit this guy and sit that guy, and you can't play him and you can't play him. Here's an idea. Ask Minnesota if they wouldn't mind playing 3-on-3. Because in my eyes, you've got three guys right now who are playable without Steph. So you go Kuminga, Butler, and Draymond against Randall, Edwards, and Gobert, or whoever they want to put in there. Let's just call Amy Trask, and let's play 3-on-3. Okay. What are we doing?
Nice big three reference.
You're welcome.
Yeah, listen, this is what I think is sort of the question today. And yes, Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock. And until then, it's all you. It's all you. 888-957-9570. And what I keep hearing is the idea, at least, or some facsimile of how the Warriors were supposed to be ready for this. And I understand that none of you would sort of say it that way, but that's what it sounds like. A lot of people want to get into. They want to get into how this player doesn't look right and that player doesn't look right and this one over here is now unplayable and that one over there is a choke job and why the hell does Steve Kerr keep putting them in the game? Well, it's largely because they have uniforms and next to nobody over there is going to save the day. And so, again, my mind goes to, if we had thrown this scenario out to any of you in March, you would have all said the same thing. In March, hey, they're going to make the playoffs. Then they're going to go to the second round. Then they won't have Steph. What happens next? Fill in the blank.
No, they're in trouble.
You all would have said the same thing. They're done. They're done. But then you get there and you arrive. And we are so, gosh, we love this so much. We're so addicted to this. We want it so bad. It's so fun. That Rocket series was so fun. Man, when you wake up, how many minutes into the day when you open your eyes and it's a Warrior playoff game that night, how many minutes into the day before you go, is it a Warrior playoff game tonight?
Yeah, 4 hours and 41 minutes from now.
Dude.
4 hours and 12 minutes.
Sometimes I open my eyes. I open my eyes. And the sentences go, number one, what time is it? Number two, is there still money in the account?
Mm.
And number three, ooh, there's a game tonight.
Yep.
Like, 30 seconds. We love this stuff so much, and I get it. We don't want it to go away. But, I we got to be fair. The players don't look right because the whole system is gone. The whole system's gone, and you can disagree with it, but I would firmly support, let's go back in time. Would you do it this way if you had a chance to do it all over? In other words, would you push all your chips into the middle of the table for a 37-year-old and say, let's go for it one more time. Let's not worry about the right role players. Let's not worry about development of that player or this player. We're all in on ring five, Steph Curry. Would you do it again if you had to do it all over again? Absolutely.
Well, what's the alternative? Well, the alternative is you tear it apart now and you send Steph and Draymond elsewhere and you start the rebuild 2 years ahead of when you otherwise would start the rebuild. For me, there was really no choice. You were going to go all in for a guy who delivered you four titles and his running mate who gave you four titles and an organization that was bought for about $450 million and is now worth $8 billion or whatever it's worth and going up. There really was no decision. It all came down to how do you go about doing it. You brought in a guy who fit and who worked, and you went on a run. You won a first-round series as a seven, which doesn't happen very often, and I have that list in front of me. I can bore you with it later. And then you got into a series that was very winnable, and you lost your greatest player 13 minutes into it. You still won that game, and the thing that is a little bit frustrating to me and maddening, and I'm not pointing fingers because I understand what you're saying and the reality of it, but game three, through it all, no Steph, that was winnable. And last night, through the first half, I thought they played a great first half, and they should have been up 8 or maybe 10. You were up 2, and I thought, okay, you're up 2. Jimmy rested a little bit in the second quarter. You've got real action at home, and then that third quarter happened, and you're down 20, and it was like, I won't even say what I said because I was getting dirty looks from the missus. She's like, will you calm down? And I said, no, not from you. Doing my Steiny. The way that thing devolved in the third quarter, it was just frustrating. Well, and I get what you're saying, and you're not wrong.
Of course it's frustrating.
It's so tantalizing because
of course
game three was there. Game four was going to be tough, but game four, I mean, you played well enough through two quarters to maybe win it.
Every time.
That's all.
Every time your favorite team doesn't win, there are multiple ways for it to go down, and some are more frustrating than others. And so I wonder, how do you fit this one into the bucket? Because sometimes you have to sit with, oh, you weren't good enough. You got beat by a better team. The Warriors don't have to sit with that, but maybe this is more frustrating. Because I get it. It feels like something was taken from us. How many times have I used that phrase? And you hate it. But when we sat down, and I mean sat down, we made food. Mm. We invited people because we, the Bay Area, we were getting ready to go to the Super Bowl that day.
Oh, boy.
We were earning our way to the Super Bowl. And on the opening drive, the quarterback's arm split in half.
Womp womp.
So, what's more frustrating? Do you walk away going, ooh, we got beat. You got beat by a better team. Or do you feel like an experience totally got robbed from you and you never even really had a chance to try, because that's how I feel. And I know some of you don't agree with that. And I know some of you want Steve Kerr to have a rabbit in the back pocket. I know. Let's do it. Let's talk about Steve Kerr. He's coming on the show in 2.5 hours. Let's talk about Steve Kerr. When you finish your call, tell me the coach that could coach this roster to a damn thing in the month of May.
Mike Brown doesn't exist. What I got on Twitter.
I know. Mike Brown.
I love Mike Brown. Yeah.
Mike Brown's not coaching this group to a second round win.
Even beyond who you want to coach, for me, you just said it. Like, what's the rabbit? So he's going to pull a rabbit out of his hat. What's that rabbit? And is it, you know, and somebody earlier in this building was like, they need to play that guy with the mustache. And I won't say which salesperson said that, but I was cracking up because I said, you are exactly representative of the fan base. Like, you need to play that guy with the mustache. Now, number 61.
Nobody, this is professional sports, so nobody gets a free ride. Guess what? You ready? Both halves, I'm watching the game, I'm going, damn, it feels like we're waiting a little long for Kuminga's entrance. Just in a vacuum, in the spot the Warriors are currently in, I felt that way. So if you want to criticize Steve Kerr for not giving, even though he played 30 minutes, I thought he could have played more. I'll agree with you. I thought in this moment, in the scenario that we currently have, sure. And Jonathan is one of the few people on the Warriors who right now is showing flashes of playing really well. He had another great first half last night. Second half, not so much. Game got totally sideways and out of control. I wonder if the third quarter helped everybody through their Minnesota's actually not that good take. They are. I'm sorry.
Well, the whole game. I mean,
they're
when you look at Julius Randle, and he is just had the wetter going, and he's knocking down threes, and then he's posting up, and he's beating every single Warrior defender. And then
he's a bull.
Anthony Edwards was like, oh, is it my turn? Is it my turn now?
He's the dude.
Yeah.
That's the dude.
I mean, I'm not going to root for him until this series is over, but watching him play, it's hard to not have an appreciation for the fluidity of the jumper, the effortlessness with which he is able to get any bucket at any time. He is phenomenal.
I'll sit here and say it out loud right now that if the Warriors lose tomorrow night, I hope Minnesota gets the ring.
Oh, no doubt.
I absolutely hope for that. That is easily to me the most fun team to watch that's remaining in the group. You know what you want to know what I love about Anthony Edwards? Do you want to know what I love about this player? He has no Shai Gilgeous in him. No James Harden in him. No Jokic in him.
Say it.
No Luka in him.
Keep going.
No LeBron in
him. Keep going.
No Jimmy Butler in
him. Keep going. Brandon Pajemski.
Well, Brandon Pajemski's not on that list.
No, but what you're alluding to is what Pods does.
Absolutely. Anthony just beats you.
Mm-hmm.
He actually beats you. So, 888-957-9570, do you simply accept that if a team loses its star, then that's it? Or do you think that there should be some sort of plan B available for an NBA team? We can talk this out and review everything about last night. We'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steve Kerr is going to join us today at 5 o'clock. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointments. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BarrioOilChange.com for locations and coupons. We got Giants tickets to give away for this weekend later on this afternoon. Hang with us. Let's take your calls right now. 888-957-9570 on Willard.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oops. Kylie steps to his right off the fake, missed a three, rebound tipped out, Buddy Hield's got it, Buddy's got a breakaway, right down Broadway and lays it in.
Oh, jailbreak, just out, see ya.
52-50, the Warriors showing their mental toughness hanging around here.
Hey, Aries, Buddy Hield. You're listening to Willip and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah.
That's our buttered.
Buddy for life.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Never gonna get ever triggered again by Buddy Hield.
Thought you were going to go Rick Astley there. Never going to give you up.
Thought about it.
Yeah.
Opted against it.
And you should have.
But look, I know it's not fun. It's not a hot take. It's not anything. I accept it in the NBA when your superstar goes down that you're probably right behind him. I just accept it. And by the way, got another game tomorrow night, right here on 95.7 The Game. I did a deep dive. I know you're deep dive Dibs. Deep dive.
Okay.
And I checked the rules.
Yeah.
They're allowed to win. I checked.
Seems a little shallow end to me, but I'll allow it.
For me, that's a deep dive.
And I like your deep dive.
I went on the internet. I checked the rules. They're allowed to win.
They are.
And surprising things happen in the NBA playoffs. And maybe they will win. Does that mean anything in the larger picture? Probably not, but certainly changes the conversation. So, like, we're not in off-season mode yet.
No.
But the Warriors have lost three playoff games in a row, and I think there's one big shiny neon sign reason, and then a bunch of other little reasons that are the subplots to this whole thing. But the neon sign flashing out in front of your business is Curry is out. That's it. I accept that.
I do too, but it's not like they closed the restaurant.
No,
like,
you come eat.
Right.
But the best dishes were out.
Well, you're a breakfast shop, and you can't get eggs because of the avian bird flu. So
tariffs going on.
People are still coming to your restaurant, and they're trying to get breakfast, and yeah, let me get the omelet out of eggs. Can I get the Benedict? No eggs. Let me get two sunny side up, no eggs. We got waffles and pancakes. And French toast, if you're lucky.
Actually.
And some sausage.
Those need eggs, too. But anyway, go ahead.
You're probably right. I guess you could do it with eggless eggs.
I'm not making no waffles without any eggs.
But right.
Anyway, go ahead.
The greater point is you're still going to probably try to open your restaurant. And I look at what you're saying is not wrong, but I also look at the reality of what we've been through the last three games. Game two was hey, everybody, show me what you're working with, and we lose. Game three was, all right, we know who we're going with. It's at home. You played mostly great, and darn it, you had it.
Oof.
You didn't have it.
You didn't have it.
You were in it.
You stick it in the almost column.
Right.
Some people like to have an almost column.
It was a nice try, don't cry.
Yeah.
You were in it. You competed. And then last night, for two quarters, it was like, okay, this is the game we were looking for. The bounce back. You're right there again. And then the third quarter, Minnesota showed that without Steph Curry, they are better than you. And so now you're facing a 3-1 deficit. And I've run these numbers ad nauseum. 293 times a team's been up 3-1. They've won 280 of those times. Of the 13 who have actually come back down 3-1, only three have done it in history by winning twice on the road. So the Warriors are faced with that. And the stats tell you that it's a 1% historical chance. I think it's 1.06% of teams have gone out. And
sounds kind of like Dallas's chances of getting Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, and they did. But that's a little bit easier because you just have to worry about a computer module. This, you have to actually go out there and do it without the best player.
You got to sweat and make shots. Yeah.
And I looked at all three of the instances where this happened, and they're all unique. And in all three of them, the star player was playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 1% historical chance. And if you add in the fact that Steph Curry is not playing probably in game five, maybe not game six, we don't even know his future, that takes your 1% and makes it about 0.1%.
Well, like, I'm going to speak out of turn here. He's not playing tomorrow night. So, like, forget about that.
Right.
He's not playing tomorrow night. And they've got an unbelievable task in front of them to even get to Sunday. It would be a ton of fun if they did. It would certainly change the direction of the conversation, at least for the time being. You don't win anything if you do win tomorrow night, but, you know, you get a few more days of like, ooh, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? But then you'd still have an absolutely monstrous task in front of you of still winning two more basketball games and another game seven on the road and all of the things. And so, yeah, the unlikelihood is all there. I look at today and I wonder how many fans accept this concept, as unfair as it may be. And this isn't built to like create a waiver for anyone. Like that's not what this is about. You're not trying to like, everybody needs to be accountable. And if you've got an NBA uniform, you're going to be judged on whether or not you can play NBA basketball, not whether or not you can play next to Steph Curry. So if you're disappointed in the way Pods is shooting the ball, let's go. So am I. So is he. If you're disappointed in the way that Moses Moody has just fallen into a confidence graveyard, so am I. So is he. Let's do it. If you think Steve Kerr should have started Kuminga last night or at least gone to him earlier, so do I. So do I. We can do that. But for me, the larger thought is, as hard as it is and as big of a bummer as it is, I accept it when a team loses their superstar. I accept the reasoning of, we lost our superstar. Oh, why'd you lose? We lost our superstar. Not there's an idiot on the sideline. Not that player's a choker. Not any of those things. The Warriors lost their superstar, and I just don't know many NBA teams who can function really kind of at all at a high level if that happened. Is Denver playing tonight? Is Denver playing Oklahoma City tonight for game five of that series?
Yeah,
it's not
must
tonight.
Be. Yep.
All right, if Jokic gets hurt, you're all going to say the same thing tomorrow. They're done. They're done. And there's no, like, well, they should have been ready for this. Or the roster, no, they're done. And so the Warriors are very probably about to be done too. And it sucks and it's a bummer and I accept it.
Yeah, I don't accept it that readily because I look at what's happened in these last two games. You could look at three games, but game two for me was a gravy game. It was a swing and a miss because you want to see who you could play. Game three, without Steph Curry, you were competitive, and your other star, your Robin to his Batman, was impactful. He was very good, yeah. And he didn't play that way last night. And whether it's because of the tailbone or the illness, for me, it's not only about Steph Curry not playing. And Draymond Green in game three was terrible. And he's, by all measurements, healthy. And so for me, if you got a better performance from your two stars, and yes, we can look at Pods and Moody. We can look at all the other players. Kuminga's been spectacular, so I'll leave him out of it because, boy, he's turned a lot of heads with how he's played these last few games.
Yeah,
but
the
role players have not stepped up and been good, and the stars have not done what they need to do to win these games. If you're a star, it falls on your doorstep.
No,
it's up to you.
That's fine. It can fall on his doorstep. I don't even know if you and I are actually zeroing in on the same point, though.
We are.
I'm not.
No, because you're saying that without Steph, then, you know, what are we even thinking? You're going to lose.
Not what are we even thinking, but, like, yeah, you're, like, you, like, why do you think some of those players are underperforming? Why do you think that is?
I think part of it is because when Steph plays, you get more space and you have more ability to perform at a certain level.
There you go.
But I also look at what I've seen, which is Brandon Pajemski, who's had open shots that he's not hitting. So are those shots more open when Steph's around? Maybe a little bit, but I see a guy who is locked up. And I don't know what's happened to Moses Moody and why his confidence has gotten to the point where his coach won't play him. And even when he plays, he's not... Like, you look at last night, even in garbage time, he got a ball, and whatever, they cut it to who even cares, 11 or 12, and he got one, and he's totally guarded, and he just jacked it up. It's like, I don't know where Moses is mentally or emotionally.
There was less than a minute to go, so they're trying to...
Right, but...
Like, that was a Hail Mary.
I look more at Jimmy Butler, who you're supposed to be playoff Jimmy, and you take 9 shots, and, you know, Draymond Green was mostly good last night. And yet and still, you know, you're the stars. It's going to be up to you to step forward and really take on the extra burden, and they didn't.
Maybe I'm trying to thread the needle here. I'm not saying that the players, you got a big salary and a jersey and shoes and a locker. You have to be accountable for what you do, yes. But the end result overall is Warriors aren't good enough to do this without Steph Curry.
Well, they were good enough to win game 3, I believe.
That's fine, but they didn't. So actually they weren't. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like
they probably weren't good enough to win game 1, but they did. They were up 10 when he went out, and they won by 10.
But they were right there. Well, but Minnesota was terrible in that game.
Right.
So you could argue they handed it to you. Like, of course, I'm not saying you can't go win a game. You can win a game. This isn't about winning a game.
Well, it's about winning a game.
It's about winning 4 games.
Well, it's about winning a game to get to where maybe Steph Curry can come back.
Maybe,
you know?
And we don't even know that.
But the bottom line is I'm
analyzing what is happening, which is that Steph Curry is not playing and they are not good enough without him. And I think that that's true for every NBA team, all of them.
Well, look at Boston down 3-1.
You're done.
Right. Even if they win game 5, they probably won't win 6 and 7.
They're in trouble. There's also an emotional factor. Like, they got to go out there tomorrow night with the realization that the whole organization has been changed for the next year and a half.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Devastating.
What an unbelievable gut punch. So, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that those individuals aren't allowed to play well or that they all get a free pass. I'm not saying that you can't go win a game. But you lost Steph Curry. And so, you're probably not going to have action in this series. I think that's an acceptable reason. And largely, I do think this. I'm not saying everyone gets a free pass. I do think you have to pick a new angle to look at everything, though. That's all. I don't think you get to look at the Warriors or any NBA team and sort of insinuate that they should have been ready for this.
No,
it could
not
have,
ready.
It could have been different. They should raise their game even more. Like, look, this is the reality, even if you don't want it to be the reality. Yes, the world of Warrior basketball orbits around him. He's that big of a deal. And so everything's different without him. Everything. Everything.
Well, it doesn't have to all be different.
I think
Jimmy Butler in game 3 was different than Jimmy in game 4. And
well, everyone's going to be different one night
right,
to the next.
But you're talking about a guy you're paying $50 million a year to, and you're expecting him to be the step-up guy, and he was in game 3. And whether or not he was sick in game 4, I haven't heard that from him, they've intimated that. But you expect him to be better than he was. And the role players, The role players are the role players. Well, and most of them are not
night,
playing
though.
Well.
You were on last night with Jimmy.
Exactly.
That's fine. You can expect
you
to be better.
You took nine shots and you were a minus 30.
You're still not winning that game.
Like,
you got blown off the floor. You're
well,
not
you
winning that game.
You got blown off the floor because of the third quarter. And the right. third quarter, you couldn't score. And overall, he was not showing the same level of aggressiveness to try to
right.
score the basketball.
Yeah, and I thought so, I thought he was disappointing. And so you can expect him to be different. That's one night, though. I'm talking about, again, the overall view of this. Jimmy Butler did have a good game after Steph left in this series. Jonathan Kuminga has come in and done everything you could hope for him to do, and it is all added up for, let me get my calculator, zero wins.
Right.
So it's still not good enough because they're not good enough without
that,
Steph
to me,
Curry.
Is a defeatist mentality.
That's fine.
And I don't think they're not approaching it that way.
No.
Like, they're getting on a plane today. They're going to land here in about an hour or
right.
two, and they're going there to try to win.
Of course, I'm not them. My mentality doesn't
right.
matter. I'm telling you what I see. I think Boston's dead. I think Golden State is probably dead. I think if you lose your star in the NBA in the playoffs, you're probably dead.
Yeah, probably, like, but you find a different way to go about it.
About,
and they did that in game three for the most part, and then they just were unable to get the ball
yeah.
across the finish line.
I got a new deep dive dibs, maybe for tomorrow. Has any NBA team ever lost their, like, and I mean super-duper
sure.
booper star?
Yeah, their best player, right.
And then straight to the championship.
No, we're not talking straight to the championship.
No,
we're talking about winning a series. Right.
Okay, advance. Advance deeper into the playoffs, into round three, whatever. Like, I cannot remember. Like, we've seen it in football.
Yeah.
Hostetler, Nick Foles.
Well, you saw it with this very Warrior team when Steph got hurt back in 2016 against Houston, and they were able to advance out of that series. And
what round was that?
That was in the second round, I believe.
And how much of the series did he miss?
He missed games 2 and 3. He came back in 4, and he got hurt again.
Right.
And then he ended up missing another week.
And who else was on the roster?
Well, you asked about the super-duper star. He was their best player. You had Iguodala and Clay, and you had Draymond.
What year was this?
This was 2016, I believe.
Okay.
Because they would go on to lose the NBA Finals when he was somewhat compromised in the NBA Finals. Not to make excuses, and I'm not. They had a 3-1 lead. Game 5, Draymond suspended watching the A's game, and the Cavs came here. LeBron and Kyrie each had 41 in that game.
Yep.
And
yep.
you went back to Cleveland. Warriors lost that game. Game 7, I had to look this up earlier. Draymond had 32 points
yep.
in game
no,
7.
No, he was filling it up from 3.
And they ended up losing
yeah.
that by like 4 points.
Yeah.
But that's the only time. And again, that was at that time, Steph was not the Steph that he is now on this team.
And you're talking about a generational roster that won 73 basketball games.
And that was a team that had Iguodala coming off a finals MVP, and you had Livingston, and
Clay,
you had
Clay
and Draymond. And yeah, you
yeah.
had, it was a much deeper team than this one. So for me, what you're saying about Steph Curry on this team, I get it. Because if you want to look at the role players, and yesterday I called them the pups, and they are pups.
Some
like,
of them.
They're all pups. Your rookie, Quentin Post, is 25. He's a rookie. TJD, second year. Pods is 22, second year. Kuminga's 22, fourth year. But
well, I thought we were talking about everyone. Jimmy Butler and Draymond included.
No, we're talking about like the roster.
Yep.
And, you know, I was mentioning that other team where you had Iguodala, you had Mo Spates, you had Andrew Bogut, for crying out loud. You had some real OGs as your others. This team's got pups across the board.
Totally.
As your others.
I mean, Steph Curry back at that time, I think, was making $14 million a year.
Yeah, you're
He's
probably right.
He's now the highest paid player in the entire sport. And they brought in Jimmy Butler. And Draymond's on the team. You're not going to be able to fill out your roster all fancy schmancy. You're just, it's not reality.
Yeah. And this is a conversation for later in the week and next week. But everyone wants to talk about roster reconstruction. Good luck with that.
Oh, God.
I mean,
I don't
with
want
no first round pick.
The later date
for sure. But I just wanted to plant that seed in your mind because I was thinking about it on the drive in. And it's like, geez, I mean, you don't have a lot of options.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. C Money in Pleasant Hill. Hey, C Money, thank you for calling. What's up?
Yeah, here's my question. It maybe is more of your perspective, but if you look at it historically, right? All right, let me back up. How about we look at the NBA players, the star players, have participated in the Olympics. If those star players were to, well, not even get hurt, but just if they participated in the Olympics, that team, the NBA team, should get an extra player.
Huh.
Whether it's the draft or whatever, for if they make the postseason. And this actually addresses that question you had earlier about having a plan B, because the plan B should always be your worst case scenario. If our best player got hurt, how do we set this up? How do we change the strategy and so on and so forth?
If a team has more than one player in the Olympics, do they get two extra players? Because I'm thinking about OKC with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Lou Dort, who both were Olympians for their country.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll probably have to, you know, go through that slicing and dicing. But, I mean, ultimately, the bottom line is, you know, look at what happened recently. I mean, so far we have Jason ruptured Achilles last night. Obviously, Steph, but he didn't get as injured to the extreme as Jason, but still suffered an injury.
Yep.
And missed, you know, several games, right?
Dame Lillard.
And then there's probably a couple other players as well.
Dame Lillard, same injury as what Tatum just had. Now, the problem with your argument there, C-Money, is that Jason Tatum, he didn't play in the Olympics.
Oh, and did Dame?
No.
Right.
No, Jason Tatum was on the team, but famously did not
play. Yeah, I like that.
But anyway, point being,
Denver
that
had two, Jokic and Murray.
No.
They both were Olympians.
And I think his point was, are you playing for America too? I think to a degree. But
yep.
Minnesota would, in theory, get another player then. Anthony Edwards was on the
Rudy
Olympic
Gobert
team.
Rudy Gobert was an Olympian.
Yeah, there you
go. So what are we doing?
No, you can't do that. This is their choice. And by the way, all the guys who aren't on the Olympic team, they're all working out and playing basketball all summer long also. They're in the Drew League or wherever guys are. This is the way it is now. Guys are playing basketball year-round. I can remember having a lot of conversations with Clay's dad, with Michael Thompson, because he used to famously tell everyone, he's like, part of the reason injuries seem like they're getting worse, we go, oh, they've had so many playoff games. A lot of these guys do it to themselves. They won't put the ball down. They play 12 months of basketball, and you use the same muscles. And you wear them out. Michael used to joke, and I think he was only partially joking. He's like, when we would get to June, I put the basketball in the closet. I go play tennis for 3 months. That's it.
Yep.
I'm not playing basketball because it's going to wear out the same joints and muscles. And oddly, as medicine gets better and workouts get better, it seems like we've got more major injuries
right
now than we did 40 years ago.
How many summers do you think Jason Tatum has taken off since he was 8 years old?
None.
Thank you. And this is what Dr. Nirav Pandya from UCSF Medical talks a lot about, overuse and specialization, where, like in baseball, getting your Tommy John injury now is like, how soon can I get it
right,
so that I can come back and be a pitcher again? Because all these kids play year-round in sports, and so basketball, baseball, you're going to get these sorts of injuries because you don't take time off anymore.
All right, don't miss the San Francisco Giants take on, it just says the Athletics.
Yeah.
It left out their city.
They don't have a city.
Oh.
They don't affiliate with the city in which they play.
The Athletics.
They're the Athletics.
Okay. Well, they're back in the Bay Area.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This weekend.
Really?
Oracle Park, Saturday, May 17th. First 15,000 fans are going to receive a puffer vest. You can get tickets at sfgiants.com or...
Puffer?
Or...
That was for you.
Don't do that.
Feels like a Friday.
No.
Had to.
All right. Or we're giving you a chance to win a four-pack to the game in the 4 o'clock hour today. Courtesy of Ghirardelli. So just keep listening for your chance to win. Four tickets. Giants, A's. Saturday, 4 o'clock hour. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, here for your calls. 888-957-9570. Theo, Kai, stay where you are. We're coming to you first. Can you just explain it away that way for the Warriors? Like, Steph Curry is out. And there is the end of our TED Talk. Or somehow were they supposed to be ready for this? 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.